Hey everyone, and welcome back to your daily Linux and open source news show. So, our first item for today is the upgrade to Ubuntu 24.04. It is now finally available, at least if you run 23.10. You should get the upgrade alert on your system telling you that something new is available and letting you perform an in-place update. Unfortunately, 22.04 users will have to wait a bit longer. They have to wait for August because these LTS to LTS updates are generally only pushed once the first point release of the newer LTS is out. So you will be able to transition from 22.04 to 24.04 once 24.04.1 is released. As always, you can force the update yourself in the software and update settings. Technically, all the previously reported problems should be fixed. Now, personally, I would wait for a few months just to be safe, but if you're in a hurry, the option is there, and technically, it shouldn't break your system. Now, our second item of the day will be about Mozilla and Firefox. Mozilla published a roadmap for the features that they would like to implement in Firefox over the course of the year. And among these, tab grouping and vertical tabs should let people get organized a bit better. These are things that you can already do with extensions, and other browsers have this natively, but obviously being able to group your tabs in specific labeled groups and have them vertically instead of horizontally is a way a lot of people like to use their browsers, so that's nice. Now, to balance these very useful features, they will also add a pretty meaningless one, which is tab wallpapers, which presumably will appear in empty new tabs. The menus in Firefox, or just the hamburger menu because there's only one menu, they will be streamlined to make the more important items more visible or accessible. And of course, they also said they would focus on speed, performance, and compatibility. They apparently already have something that should improve responsiveness by 20%, although from the post around that roadmap, I'm not sure if it's supposed to already be implemented or if they already have developed it, but it hasn't been shipped yet. They're also working with the InterOp project, which aims to make it easier for developers to make websites that work on more than just Chromium and actually support web standards. Finally, and because it's 2024, they have to work on AI features. Fortunately, it looks like they want to run them locally without infringing on your privacy, without data collection, and they're gonna use them for helpers to your browsing experience. Like, for example, they mentioned generating alt text for images inserted into PDFs that you might be opening in Firefox, which is a useful accessibility feature for people who need to have an audio description of what is displayed on screen. And if those 20% responsiveness improvements and stuff like that haven't been shipped yet, and we actually get them, that would be really cool. Probably enough for me to stick with Firefox in the future. If it's supposed to already be in the browser, then it's really not there. Like, I didn't notice any improvement over the past 2 years I've been using Firefox. It is still slow as molasses. And I got your comments on the Patreoncast, and I am surprised. Many people seem to not face the same performance problems as I do in Firefox. So I decided to install a brand new version, using the Flatpak this time, without any profile, any extension, nothing, and it has the exact same performance problems I've been having on three different computers, three different distros, and three different installation methods for Firefox, even on new profiles. The browser is just super slow if I compare it with Chromium, in my experience. So if they can deliver this 20% speed increase, I will absolutely stick to Firefox because that's my preferred browser. But if those 20% improvements are supposed to already be in there, then yeah, we're done. And we also got more news about the Qualcomm Snapdragon X Elite. This is the CPU or system on a chip developed by Qualcomm that should maybe give Apple a run for their money in terms of using ARM on a regular PC, not on a phone or a tablet. And this one actually has driver support from Qualcomm. They're actually upstreaming and mainlining their developments on the entire SoC into the Linux kernel. And we now have some benchmarks for this system on a chip, which seems to indicate it will more than compete with Apple's latest computers. It apparently beats the Apple M3 in Geekbench 6 by a pretty solid margin. Apparently, the M3 only reaches 88% of the score of the Qualcomm Snapdragon X Elite. And compared to an Intel Core Ultra 7 155H, that naming scheme is just awful, compared to that CPU, well, apparently the Snapdragon X Elite is also faster. Now, it apparently does run a little hotter than Apple's M3, but the Snapdragon also apparently won in certain battery life tests. The M3 got 16% less battery life than the Qualcomm CPU when playing local video files. It's not representative of all use cases, but it's still encouraging. Now, graphics-wise though, it seems a bit less powerful, for example, in Blender render tests. The M3 chip and the Intel chip both beat it soundly. And it's probably just a comparison with the base M3, not the M3 Pro or Ultra or whatever, and that Core Ultra 7 155H is probably a laptop chip, but still, it is not bad for a, let's say, a first foray into a PC laptop chip running on the ARM platform. And since it does have driver support from Qualcomm for Linux, they are contributing code to the mainline kernel to support this entire system on a chip, we might soon get a very cool option for ARM and Linux with official support where we don't need to wait for reverse engineering from the Asahi project. Now, it might mean we would have to buy a Surface laptop though, thus giving money to Microsoft, which is always not something I enjoy doing, but hopefully this chip will make its way onto other devices than just the Surface line from Microsoft. Okay, so this will be it for this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. As always, thank you all for supporting what I do, and I guess you will see me or hear me in the next one tomorrow. Bye!